This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, A Little More Patience. Waiting. This is sure a recurring theme in my life. We are often encouraged to patiently wait for God's direction, as well as for His rescue in the midst of our storms. We are reminded that God's timing is always perfect and always with a purpose, and that He is faithful to work in our life according to His perfect plan. But let's be honest, waiting is hard. Even when we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, Romans 8 verse 28, it's still hard. I've come to understand that God will always make His way clear, but I've also come to understand that His timing almost always requires more patience than what I've been given. When I gave my life to Jesus, He transformed me and gave me His Spirit to dwell within and produce fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. I know I have been given a certain measure of patience, but I sure need more. Over the last 12 years, it seems our family has been in a near continual search for God's direction. I believe I was called to ministry work. However, I have never completely understood the extent of this call. I have continued to serve in this internet ministry, but the degree to which I should do things like travel to other countries, publish books, go to school, or commit to church ministry has never been real clear. Our entire family is prepared to follow, but clear direction has been lacking, and so we wait. The result has been that our eyes and thoughts are daily focused on Jesus, waiting to see if the cloud will move as it did with the Israelites. And through the process, we are learning the importance of patience. James 5, verses 7 and 8. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Notice that the farmer is waiting for things completely out of his control. He has done the work of plowing the ground and planting the seed. Now he must wait for God to produce the crop. No matter what your circumstances are today, if you have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, you can rest assured that He is at your side directing your steps. Sometimes God's direction comes by way of outward events and changes we can see with our eyes, but often His direction comes in the form of inward changes and growth, such as more trust, more love, and more patience. Our work is to take each step He reveals and then wait for God to produce the crop as we love Him with all our heart. Our family deeply appreciates your continued encouragement and prayers. Please continue to pray for the clarity of God's direction and the boldness to follow where He leads. And as He brings us to your mind, please pray for a little more patience. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.